Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys? It's Christian Welch with the Fantasy Authority, aka Evil Empire FF on Twitter, bringing you a 2021 player profile. Today, I've got Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper, 6'1", 210 pounds, 27 years old. He's the former fourth overall pick of the NFL draft to the Raiders back in 2015. Dallas acquired him in 2018 for their 2019 first round pick, which the Raiders ended up turning into Jonathan Abram, for those who were curious. Cooper's really thrived in Dallas so far since the trade. The past two seasons, so both of the full seasons he's had in Dallas, he's put up over 1,100 yards receiving in both of those seasons. So very good start to his career in Dallas. The Cowboys brass clearly is impressed with what he's done there so far. They inked him to a five-year, $100 million deal prior to the 2020 season. So the Dallas Cowboys-Amari Cooper marriage is in force. So let's go ahead and look at last season. It's impossible to talk about the 2020 Dallas Cowboys without talking about the Dak Prescott season-ending injury. So Dak had an incredible start to the year through the first four games, throwing the ball 50 times a game, on pace to throw for 6,000 yards, but goes down in week five to a devastating season-ending injury. That leads to a revolving door at quarterback, primarily backup Andy Dalton, but we also saw guys like Ben DiNucci and Garrett Gilbert make starts for Dallas. Despite that, Amari Cooper still put up 92 receptions, good for ninth in the NFL, 1,114 yards receiving, good for 12th in the NFL, five touchdowns, and he did that on 130 targets, again, which was 12th highest as far as targets go in the NFL. All of that was good for a wide receiver 14 overall finish for Amari Cooper. So right there, banging on the door of a wide receiver one season. He led the NFL in receiving yards through those first 4 weeks where Dak was there. So through those first 4 weeks, he had put up 10 for 81, 6 for 100, 9 for 86, and 12 for 134. That's 37 catches for 401 yards in the first four games with Dak. If you extrapolate that out to a whole season, that would have been 157 receptions for 1,704 yards. He was averaging 12.75 targets per game. So the volume when Dak was playing was just absolutely insane going to Cooper. Even though that was just one-fourth of the season that Cooper got with Dak, he still managed to finish wide receiver 14. So obviously this year in 2021 with Dak coming back, I, for one, am excited about the potential for Amari Cooper this year. In 2020, Dallas threw the ball 639 times. And again, that's with Dak only playing four games. You heard me previously mention that Dak had thrown the ball 50 times a game when he was playing at the beginning of last year. With a 17-game season incoming this year, that is a pace for 850 attempts for Dak. That's, you know, pretty unrealistic if you ask me. 850, that seems insane. But 100%, it's realistic that Dallas could throw the ball over 700 times. I don't think that's very far-fetched at all. I don't care that it's crowded there. I know CeeDee Lamb is emerging. I know Michael Gallup's good. I know they got Blake Jarwin and Dalton Schultz at tight end. Obviously, Zeke and Tony Pollard are a good running back unit. But when you're throwing the ball 700, 800 times, there is, you know, plenty to go around for everyone to eat here in Dallas. I 100% think that the biggest season of Amari Cooper's career is incoming this year. He's going to have over 100 catches for the first time in his career. He's going to have over 1,200 yards for the first time in his career. And honestly, if he stays healthy, 1,500 yards is a realistic possibility with the added game and factoring in him actually playing every single game this year. So where can you get Amari Cooper if you're getting as excited as I am about this Dallas offense and Amari Cooper? Underdog's ADP right now, he's going wide receiver 14, which is where he finished last year, 34th overall. So you're going to have to take him in the third round, but he's going at the price that he finished at last year without Dak. Obviously, Dak is back this year, and those numbers should increase. So I feel that's a fair price for him, if not a slight discount, because I do expect him to finish as a wide receiver one. I've got him pegged for 110 receptions, 1,350 yards, and 8 touchdowns this year. That's good for 293 PPR points, which would have been the wide receiver 4 overall finish last year in 2020. So I expect him between wide receiver 4 and wide receiver 12, somewhere in there this year. This Dallas offense is just going to throw the ball so much, and Amari Cooper is such a talented, such a proven receiver. You know, this is just a recipe for success that I'm in on. And look, I get it. CeeDee Lamb is emerging. You know, in Dynasty, you prefer CeeDee Lamb. In redraft, I still prefer Amari Cooper. And again, there is enough balls going around here in Dallas for both of these guys to succeed. So sign me up for this Dallas offense. Sign me up for Amari Cooper. And most importantly, smash that subscribe button. We've got 100 of these profiles coming your way the next 2 months here at TFA. You're not going to want to miss them. And I'll catch you next time.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.